Hello, this is Marie Lundy, your trusted real estate advisor. And so if you're planning to buy a house, I know that you are already aware of saving for your down payment, saving for your closing costs. And if not, feel free to take a look at some of the videos that I've done on that. But there is one part of the equation that many people forget about. And today we are going to cover it. And so if you're planning to buy a house, congratulations on working really hard on saving for your down payment, on saving for your closing costs, which are going to be anywhere between 2 to 3% of the final sales price. And so what is the missing piece of the puzzle? That missing piece is saving for home maintenance and repairs. And so as a rule of thumb, if you're planning to buy a property, you should save about 1% of the final sales price so that you may have a budget for things to go wrong, especially during your first year of living and getting to know the property. Expect things to go wrong, right? Maybe the water heater will break. Maybe you'll have a roof leak. Or maybe there might be some overflow in the basement, right? And so you should have a budget. The rule of thumb is about 1%, once again, of the final sales price. And of course, this is just a rule of thumb. It will vary based on the property condition and the age of the property. Also, before buying a property, you should have a general idea before you take ownership of that house, how old some of the major items are. For example, you should know how old the roof is, how old the water heater is, as an example, because that will influence how much of a budget you'll need, perhaps in the very near future, to address those items. And so as an example, the average roof will last you anywhere between 20 to 25 years. The average water heater will last anywhere between 8 to 12 years. Furnaces last a little bit longer, perhaps around 15 years to 20 years. So knowing that information before you actually move forward on a property will influence how much you save to address some possible maintenance issues that may arise with these specific items. Now, if you don't have a large budget in place for maintenance issues, especially on the mechanics, there are several home maintenance programs that are available that you can purchase, such as American Home Shield. If you're in New Jersey, PSCNG offers a home warranty known as a home protection plan, which is an insurance policy on some of the big ticket items, such as your water heater, your furnace, your AC, your appliances, right? So if you don't have a budget already in place, my recommendation is that you invest into a home warranty, especially on the big ticket items, so that if they fail and you don't have a budget, at least you have insurance so that a repair person can step in and address the repair. Because believe me, you don't want it to be wintertime and your furnace breaks and then you have no budget to address the repair, nor do you have a home warranty on the furnace. That could be a major nightmare. And so I hope that this information was helpful. Once again, save about 1% of the value of the property. Put that away once a year in case something were to come up, and usually it does, so that you will be prepared. And if you do not have a budget in place, I strongly recommend that you do get a home warranty, especially on the big ticket items. Once again, this is Marie Lundy, here to help.